Extra.com has the best accessories for you because you like to live life on the go. If that describes you, you should go ahead and check them out because they have some pretty cool accessories, including the card holder wallet. They also have regular wallets like the Parliament. It's a little twist on the modern wallet, which is pretty nice. You know, keeps the elegance. They make great gifts, and yeah, they're pretty cool. They have savings every now and then. Go ahead and check them out. Use code 2AM at checkout, and you'll save at least 5% usually.
And the next on the lineup, of course, our favorite coffee in the world, Rare Bird. Paraxanthine coffee that has all of the benefits of caffeine without any of the negatives whatsoever. Beautiful. It is exquisite. It tastes great. It makes you feel like Superman. Use code 2AM for 15, 20%, 25%, whatever the breakdown is.
Yeah. Also, Zaid, I know people like meat.
They do like meat.
Aha.
And they do also like to butcher things.
Does it come in a box?
It does come in a box called Butcher Box.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amazing grass-fed, grass-finished quality beef. You know, really high-quality wild-caught salmon. I mean, across the board, in general, their selections are just fantastic. So use code 2AM podcast in all caps for that and get yourself some free animal protein.
Yeah. All right. Without further ado, let's get started. Yo. So, check it. I'm about to spit flow, but I got no mo things to talk about. So, what we're going to try to do this episode is really dig into our heads here.
Digging in.
Yeah.
To the craniums.
Dig in?
Yeah, let's dig in.
I'm down to dig in. It's been a while.
You're the one with the shovel.
That is true.
Start digging.
I'm digging right now, if you let me. God damn, dude.
I said start digging. You're not fasting?
I mean, it's time to break anyway.
Oh.
But no, I am not. Today, I am going through a sickness. And as of this morning, I could not tolerate it anymore. When it has something to do with your breathing, it's not fun.
You start to go.
Honestly, my throat has been severely blocked with this soreness. I think it's been really inflamed.
I keep telling you, bro, spend more time in the sun, but you spend a lot of time in the sun.
Exactly.
So it makes no sense.
I don't understand it. I don't know what's going on, but sometimes it happens. It's either airborne or someone gave it to you, you know?
Just the way it goes sometimes.
Too strong, you know? But I rarely get sick, which is why it just feels like I'm not used to it, you know? Like just leave me alone. I got things to do. I really don't want to be sick right now.
Bro, I hate being sick. And thankfully, even though you rarely get sick, yeah. I never get sick. So, you know, just to one-up you there.
Yeah, I guess you're the rare bird here.
Ooh. Pulling out the puns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I don't like about this whole thing with freaking, what is it called? Dude, I can't even think right now. Holy crap. What I don't like about sickness is how I'm not used to it. So when I'm not used to it, you start to just want to do things anyway. So if you have a busy schedule, you're kind of like, I am not a little girl, so I'm just going to get up and do the normal things that you normally would do, right? And with that comes a lot of non-recovery days. So you realize you need a lot of recovery.
Non-recovery days as in you just push through and so you extend the sickness?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not recovering well, which sucks.
Yeah. Then again, it might even improve the sickness. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the mind's a powerful thing.
Yeah. So yeah, I just don't really recover well, and it's kind of annoying. I don't know. So
you ever thought about the Goggins method,
which is the who's going to carry the boats?
Just start running.
Just start running anyway.
And then eventually, all of your problems get solved.
But sorry, excuse me. Yeah, it's not pleasant. Yesterday I was lethargic, bro. Like, I could not get through my day. I had 4 photo shoots. And it's like I don't know where I am currently. I'm just somewhere, and it's like I'm having the sweats, and It's almost like you're feverish, but you're not. It's just a sore throat.
Are you sure you didn't have the vid?
100%. Oh. Yeah. It wasn't the vid. It was literally just a sore throat.
Yeah.
So immediately I texted one of my friends, my other doctor friend, not Abud.
The other one.
Yeah.
His twin brother.
Yeah. I happened to just be talking to him in general, but I was like, yeah, dude, I got sick. I don't know what the hell came down. And he's like, oh, damn, you have a sore throat? Okay. Avoid everything hot. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, avoid everything hot. You don't want to burn your throat during this.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, stick to cold things. So I'm like, okay. I mean, I just down a popsicle? Like, what's going on? You know? It sounds off. But he's like, yeah, literally. Like, you ought to numb it, you know? I'm like, okay.
So I guess to reduce the inflammation?
I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you bust a knee.
Isn't it weird? Sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell causes a sore throat?
Just bacteria.
And dude, it's like the worst feeling ever.
It is.
Dude, especially when it's really bad.
That's what I'm saying. It was really bad to the point where it was like my breathing just like you give yourself anxiety. You psych yourself out almost. You're like, I can't breathe that well because the tunnel is just tight.
Mm. Start and gulping.
Yeah. So you start gulping and gulping, and then as of this morning, I had ear pressure. So it's kind of like, you know, when you hit the height of the mountains, right? And as you're going up, like, your ears start to close.
Yep.
Imagine that, but as you swallow, they won't leave. Like, it's just, it won't go away. So you just start forcing a yawn just to open it up. One opens, the other one is still sealed.
Start jamming things in your ear.
Yeah. Nah, dude. Don't do that.
No. I mean, as a kid, you used to try all different things, you know? Because you would just hate it.
Yeah, but something about being sick. You suddenly remember that all you want right now is just to be okay. Like, I don't care about anything else, you know?
See, Adolf...
Adolf Hitler. What the hell is going on here?
I was
going
to say that's the age-old adage.
Oh, my
Try saying that God. Quickly.
Bro, I can imagine the show notes. It goes sickness and then Adolf Hitler. Like, what the hell is going on here?
What is happening,
yeah.
Bro?
What were you trying to say?
It's the age-old adage of you don't know how important it is to be healthy until you're sick.
Yeah.
You only want one thing when you're sick, and that is to be healthy.
Yeah. Surprisingly, and we've been hitting the sun. I've been hitting the sun a lot.
Yeah.
Which hasn't helped.
I mean, come on, it's helped.
It's helped with energy, but...
This guy's been... Anytime we FaceTime each other, usually you're the one to FaceTime me.
Yeah, I'm like, aha, I'm out here in the sun.
I already know where he is.
UV
He's
index.
Out sunbathing.
Yeah. UV index is like a crisp 8 this morning, you know?
He's like, so, when it comes to D-Minder, by the way, download the app, D-Minder.
Oh, yeah.
It's clutch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dirty-headed folks, but yeah.
Like D3 lovers. What did you ask me?
What did I ask?
You asked me a question about D-Minder.
Oh, yeah. I was like, does it track your progress like as a whole, or does it just give you your vitamin D level for the day?
Well, both.
Well, I mean, but I'm saying like today's session would count with the last week's session as well.
Yeah, yeah. It all stacks up.
To give you like a non-accurate but almost accurate reading of how much IUs you got from the sun.
Yeah, I need to test it out. I need to see the reading that I have on the app compared to like a blood test.
Gotcha.
But even then, who cares? Just get out into the sun.
Yeah. I just wish it would remind you that you need to hit the sun, you know?
It does.
It does?
It hits you with a notification.
What?
It's like middays here.
Did I turn them off?
Probably. No,
damn.
Get
That's
a good,
not good
notification for the...
I have to remind myself.
The acquirement of the D.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I mean, to you, it's almost a religion, which is crazy.
It practically is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's going to be inaccurate for me because a lot of my time spent outdoors is me flying drones and photography. So I obviously don't track it then,
mm-hmm.
which I'm probably missing some accuracy there. Or
who
a
cares?
Lot of it. But who cares, right?
I mean, you could probably just assume that you are deficient in vitamin D.
Yeah.
Because most people are.
Am I deficient, though?
I would assume so.
I don't know.
You are lighter skin, so you do absorb more
vitamin
D than somebody who has darker skin.
I don't think I'm deficient. I'll tell you why. Because my energy is pretty good. Like, I come back after work and I'm like, my energy, I can't sleep. My energy is pretty damn good. Mm. The part that I miss out on is the sunset usually, which I've tried actually to just try to take a walk during that time or whatever to fully see those UV rays, you know.
Well, there's no UV.
Not UV.
It's sunset, bro.
What is it?
Come on, amateur mistake.
Some sort of...
those red light wavelengths.
Yeah, those IR wavelengths.
There ooh, yes, IRA.
Sir. Yeah. Rookie mistake, Buster.
Infrared light.
Infrared light.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, I was watching Spider-Man with my little brother, and I completely forgot how how corny that movie is.
Which
the
one?
The first one with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, my God. Like, talk about... Dude, that guy is like, honestly, in that movie, he was basically estrogen personified.
Bro, it was cringe. I mean, like, I can't relate to him other than that he was broke, you know?
He was like,
back then, obviously. But it's like, there's a scene when they were in the high school and he just discovered his powers, right?
Yeah, and he's like dodging punches and shit.
Exactly.
You know?
But what happens before that? You remember the guy's name, right? Flash. He was like the high school jock.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. The bully.
Yeah, the bully. And he's like, he swings at him. He dodges a couple. And he's like, I don't want to fight you, Flash. And he goes, I don't want to fight me neither.
It's like the most cringe line for a bully to say.
So stupid.
It's like so 1990s.
And to us, I can't believe to me that was like badass back then.
That was badass to you?
I mean, when did it come out? 2004?
It was a while ago.
Okay, like 2004, bro, I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's funny, honestly. I was 10, 11.
Dude, can you imagine being Spider-Man?
Dude, the views you would get on a daily... Dude, the infrared light you would get... let me just shoot up a UV index real quick.
Just...
go to the highest spot.
Basically sun my balls at the highest building in the city.
Straight up.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, but I always wondered, like, okay, there's some web shots where I'm like, how the hell, what is he hanging on to? Because he'd be, like, at the highest high-rise building. And I'm like, is he just, like, swinging on a cloud? What's going on here, you know?
Catching a cloud.
Satellites?
I guess. I mean.
No, satellites are way too far.
It's not outside the bound of reality in the Spider-Verse, you know?
Let's see. I don't know. Funny though, corny movie. You guys should rewatch it. Everyone should rewatch it.
And now we're gonna do a 2 a.m. review of the first Spider-Man. Bro,
yeah.
Although the animation one that came out relatively recently with Metro Boomin's album,
yeah, Into the Spider-Verse.
I heard that was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was way too colorful for my choice.
Way too out there, huh?
It was like, dude, it was almost borderline, like, epileptic.
I could see that.
Bop, 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 bop. And it's just like blue, orange, green, pink. And you're like, whoa, what's going on here? LGBT? Question mark.
Pride flag.
Yeah, what's going on here?
What superhero would you be?
Ooh, dude.
Don't make some shit up like, I'd be Invisible Man.
No. I heard someone say, I would be half Spider-Man, half Batman. Because I got no powers and I'm rich and I'm broke. Which is like, okay.
What do you mean, dude?
Batman? You know me, bro. I'm obsessed with Batman.
Like, yeah,
Batman
you are obsessed.
Since I was a little child, man, the animated series, I was on that. Like,
but why?
All day.
Why are you so obsessed with, why were you so obsessed with Batman?
I think it's the perfect story for a hero, not a superhero, you know?
Like, and it's more realistic.
It's more realistic in a sense. It's just like the story outline is like this, okay? You're a kid. What's Batman all about? He's all about vengeance, right? Like he wants to avenge his parents' death. So he was a kid. They're a rich family, Wayne Enterprises, right? He sees both of his parents get shot and killed in an alleyway. He survives. His butler, Alfred, takes him in, starts teaching him all this wisdom, but he was too ignorant and focused on the vengeance part. And then goes and gets trained, right? Comes back, he's like this giant built. He got like the, just happened to have the good genetics of
sure
being built and big, you know, stuff like that. And then has the money and supply and tool, basically, to equip himself with whatever it is, you know, all the gear.
That's pretty realistic.
So it's pretty realistic. And, I mean, his approach is like, I don't kill, so I either intimidate or I just sweep things off the street in his own way.
Could be Elon Musk if a few parts of his timeline were switched. The Elon Tusk.
Did you see the black Elon Musk that I sent?
The black?
There was a
That shit was funny, man. I'm not even going to pull it up, but that was hilarious.
That black guy looked like exactly like Elon Musk. And that shit was funny.
Dude, I don't know. Reminds me of this picture I came across online, on Twitter, actually, of like, of Diddy.
the diddler?
Dude, that was the perfect tie-in, fucking superheroes.
I swear to God.
The Diddler.
The Diddler, dude.
Which, by the way, it's completely messed up, but hey, you gotta make fun of it. You know?
I mean, okay, so...
And nothing's been confirmed so far.
Yeah, but he has... We've known, kind of, that he's been on the list for Epstein's Island.
Right? Oh, has he actually been on the list?
Yeah, this isn't the first time I've heard Diddy, like, be a part of that subject. But right now, his house got raided for a reason, obviously, beyond any of our knowledge, but
maybe for being the diddler.
Yeah, apparently didn't find anything. So, but he still got a warrant to go raid, and that motherfucker knew.
Straight up like a movie, bro.
That's how I picture it.
It's a private jet. You can track it over.
Yeah,
on one of those maps, lands in the Caribbean.
Ain't no time, man.
Is he on the plane or is he not?
Find out next episode. No.
Whenever you say Epstein.
Can you imagine?
FBI, open up.
Nah, dude. I don't know what's going on with that.
I don't know.
There's a lot of shit going on right now, like Boeing.
Oh, the whistleblower that died?
The whistleblower that...
Suicide.
That killed himself, yeah.
Like, if somebody is... I mean, there's a trend of this. If somebody says that they are never going to commit suicide and they die... And the reason that the mainstream media puts is due to suicide. You got to be suspicious, you know?
Right before his hearing?
Yeah. Especially knowing, like, key influential figures like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Clintons are probably responsible for more bodies than who knows.
Yeah. All the misinformation and wrong headlines surrounding Israel and Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
You really are still believing the media? I mean, they said that he showed signs of him, like, wanting to off himself anyway.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I'm having a hard time believing that. And then at the same time, the Baltimore Bridge collapses.
Oh, that shit was crazy.
Like, dude, think about this. This is all in, like, 1.5 weeks.
It was probably, like, 3 days, to be honest.
I think it was more.
It was, like, 3 or 4 days.
Between all of that, I think the whistleblower was first. And then
Diddy and the bridge, I think, were the same day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did he do that, though? I don't know.
Did he do that?
The diddler.
The diddler, bro.
That's... Why is that so funny?
Because I'm just imagining P. Diddy in a fucking Riddler suit.
Yeah. With... yeah. I wonder where he is. He probably went straight to Tupac.
Tupac's Island?
Yeah. I don't know. Insane stuff. What is real life? What is life? Nobody really knows anymore.
Nobody knows what this podcast episode is because it's been the most random podcast episode.
And by the way, thanks for tuning in anyway because I know you just want to hear our voices.
Yeah, you just want to hear the sexy voices.
We're in a very 2 a.m. vibe here.
And potential really cool guest tomorrow. Potential. It might happen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I know about this.
Oh, do you?
Obviously. That's not like we're a part of the 2 a.m. podcast, you know? Yeah. It's going to be cool. It might even break technology. tomorrow's guest.
It will break technology.
We'll see. We shall see.
Back to the Stone Ages.
Yes, sir. But anyway, what I really would like is to take a moment of silence. Because my throat's killing me.
Nobody cares about your throat, Zay.
That's not true.
Stop being a little girl.
No. Why are we doing ASMR right now?
I don't know. Feels like kind of good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's just carry on for a minute. Hold on. Eyes closed.
Like Socrates once said, ain't no thing but a chicken. Can you imagine?
That was actually Plato.
Yeah, it was. Dumbass.
Dumbass idiot.
Plato. That's funny.
Did you know that? And this is a real thing.
Mm.
Did you know that Plato actually gained all of his wisdom from imaginary characters in his mind, and then he taught Aristotle all of his wisdom?
Really?
I swear to God. Damn. Why were my eyes closed?
I don't know. Because you're in it deep. Damn.
You're in a deep ditch with the diddler.
Damn, dude. I mean, Aristotle?
No, that was actually a thing. Apparently, this is how much of a G Plato was.
Yeah.
He would imagine characters that were wise, that could counsel him in his mind.
God.
And he would gain wisdom from that. And as a result, that's basically what he used to teach Aristotle all of that other shit.
What the hell?
It's crazy.
That's energy right there. It's crazy.
And apparently this is a real thing you could do to actually gain wisdom in your life. You can, like, imagine, let's say, a dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
And you have like 6 to 8 of the most influential figures in history, mm-hmm, that you would want to learn from, and literally practice and imagine and envision it to the point where basically
it happens.
It happens, and they have a life of their own in your mind.
Yeah, maybe
it's like schizophrenic, but it works.
Maybe apparently that's what deja vu is.
Deja vu.
That's crazy.
Maybe.
No, I've heard about that though, too. Like, it's beyond manifestation. Like, you're just imagining it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Who was talking about it? Someone was talking about it, and they used the example of a golf player. It was someone that doesn't play golf. I swear, and he imagined himself as, like, the pro golfer for, like, years and years and years, and he really lived that in his head. And one day, he went out and then drove that thing over the ditch, bro.
He actually did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's insane.
Are you sure it's not Adam Sandler?
No, it's not Adam Sandler.
Check this one out. Check this one out.
Yeah. No.
Just fucking wasn't bunts.
Damn. Yeah. No, dude. I just watched a movie with Willem Dafoe that you should probably check out, called At Eternity's Gate. And it's the story of Vincent Van Gogh and why he painted.
Willem Dafoe is Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
He's the perfect character for that.
Bro, I swear to God, that movie's just amazing. Not only is it beautifully done, cinematography-wise, it's almost, I can argue almost, or actually all of it is handheld. So there's like jitter camera shakes and whatnot, and the perspective he plays out. There's some POV shots of, like, the camera is Vincent Van Gogh, and he's like trippy, following his prison guard or whatever. But this guy was the most misunderstood artist.
Is it a new movie?
2017, 2018, 2019, something like that. It's relatively new.
Saw it.
You've probably seen the meme of Willem Dafoe, like, of a wide angle, and his face is just...
Is that
what
it's
from? That's from the movie, yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, I gotta watch that.
Please. No.
Please.
It's all fisheye. Yeah, that's the one. You should give it a watch. It's like 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes. Dude, it's a sad-ass movie. So, he had a brother named Theo. And he was the one supplying him money because Vincent was broke. His brother wasn't rich, but he was able to supply him, and he was a businessman. So he like paid his rent, essentially, from place to place. And Vincent van Gogh, he didn't feel like he belonged anywhere. And this was in Paris, France. And he moved to, like, different villages in France to escape and, like, paint other things and find light, whatever. But the way this movie painted him was that he was a schizophrenic. He doesn't know what's wrong with him and why everybody hates his art. Everyone says it's ugly. Why do you call yourself a painter? Like, that kind of stuff. They would just always abuse him verbally. And people would pick on him and stuff. And do you know how he died?
Suicide?
I don't know if it's suicide, to be honest. But in the movie, the way it was portrayed was he had a bullet hole in his stomach. Nobody knows really who or why, but apparently there was three or four kids that shot him.
Damn. Imagine shooting Vincent van Gogh.
In the stomach, dude.
That's screwed up.
Yeah. But his brother tried to sell his artwork.
After he died?
Yeah. Well, during and after. But it's crazy how Vincent van Gogh always said this line. He said, my work isn't made for now. It's made for a different time.
Oh, so he acknowledged that nobody would pick up on his work.
Yeah, everybody would give him shit for it, which is insane. Like, this was a real person, by the way. Imagine I was showing people my photographs, and they're like, this isn't art, bro. This isn't photography.
Yeah, and then 500 years later, it goes for $100 million.
You'll never know. Someone will just pick up on it. Yeah.
That's insane. And generally, that's the timeline. Like, not a lot of these savants or artists get picked up during their lifetime.
Yeah.
They're usually appreciated after they die.
It's a little nuts.
Hopefully, that won't be the 2 a.m. podcast.
Oh, hell no, man. I know they ain't like that.
Can you imagine this gets picked up 500 years later?
You imagine.
From today, by some alien race.
Yeah, when we hit Idiocracy and we're the only 2 smart people left in the world.
We're the 2 wise savants of the world.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't do that. He has spoken. Yeah, insane. Anyway, we gave you guys a special little episode here. You got to hear out how stupid we could be, which is pretty nice for change.
Yeah.
Go ahead and support us through any of the affiliate links you feel comfortable with, whether it's Exter, Rare Bird Coffee, or Butcher Box Meat Supply Co. I don't even know if that's...
That's a different company.
Yeah, that's a meat supply co. I don't have no idea. But anyway, use code 2AM for Rare Bird and Exter, and then 2AM podcast, all caps, for Butcher Box. You'll get some savings. Also help us out. That'd be cool. If you want to help us out in a different way, you can go ahead and rate us 5 stars on Spotify, because that also helps.
Mm.
Do not forget to subscribe on YouTube at the 2 a.m. podcast. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, we're also there at 2 a.m. pod. Tweet. Yes, sir. We will catch you guys next time.
Peace.
Later.